I'm actually ex-military myself, so I understand with this gentleman. I'm currently going through medical treatment for a military injury. I have a pension update, a copy of it here, which I'll give to you at the end of it. It says it's a spouse entitlement. This is from Military Super. Now, I get a military pension because I am permanently disabled, but I am also able to work, and I do so as a public servant here in South Australia. What it says here is that spouse's pension may be paid if the spouse are living together in a marital relationship. Now, I asked them, I rang them and asked them what was the go if I died as a result of my injuries. They said, basically, my partner's not entitled. It has to go to my will, to my estate. In my estate, it's then paid to my partner if I don't owe money and all that sort of stuff. What really annoyed me is I was in a relationship a while ago and... Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. I hate these things. I was in a relationship a while ago which caused me to declare bankruptcy. Now, on the bankruptcy form, it actually states that you've got a tick de facto or whatever. My partner is recognised on a bankruptcy form if I have to pay the government money. They have to pay money out because I die because of them. She doesn't get it. So that's just, that to me is total discrimination. Now, it's double standards. And exactly. And same with you. When I was in the military, I wasn't allowed to have a married quarter or anything like that. I was a military police officer. So I lived with a straight military police officer. We were allowed to have a de facto married quarter. But because it didn't work out, because I said I can't live with him, they then gave me a house of my own. So it can work for you, but basically in the military too, discrimination, they can still kick you out for being gay. Although it's now accepted in Inman 101, which is the document which is actually the military police, or that's the military bible, it's the law of the military police and everything else. It says in there that if a person's relationship, and it's way back in the back of it where you won't look, a relationship causes problems, then that person can be kicked out. So it's still in there somewhere, even though the laws did change a long time ago. Because I know I was kicked out originally for being gay, then I was accepted back in. Stupid, isn't it? But yeah, monetary-wise, it's written here, she's not entitled to my money if I die. Same with my superannuation. It's got to be de facto, I think you've got to go 5 years living with the person. It's got to be approved through the court. Is that correct? Does anyone know that? Because I asked about it. My partner's only just moved here from New South Wales. I lived here for nearly 2 years without her. We've been together for 3 years. So it starts from when she moved here. I'm a correctional officer. If I get killed in my job, my partner doesn't get my money. It's got to go 5 years of living with her over here for it to be declared, or like, once again to my estate. My partner was a man, it'd be totally different. Thanks, guys.